So agricultural shows across the state of New South Wales are able to apply for reimbursement support at the moment because of everything that they've all been through this year. Joining me to have a chat about it is Tim Capp, President of the Agricultural Societies Council of New South Wales and Director of Agricultural Shows of Australia. Tim, how are you this morning?
Very well, thank you, Andrew.
The agricultural show community has been devastated in 2020, haven't they?
Oh, look, they have. Look, probably no different to a lot of other communities. But yes, no, the volunteer organisation that runs the shows is, you're right, devastated is the word.
So how do the shows apply for reimbursement?
Through this grant that was announced there last week, we apply through the government through what they call the Community Grants Hub. That's available now. It's open now until about the 9th of October. And available to shows that cancelled this year because of COVID-19. We had a few shows in this area that did run before March, so they're not eligible, but the rest of the shows throughout New South Wales are eligible.
Tim, have you got a rough number of how many shows were cancelled in New South Wales?
Around about 140.
Dear, oh dear, that's a lot of people who missed out on opportunities this year that they would have been really looking forward to.
Oh, absolutely, Andrew. And it's not just the people on the show. It's sort of the whole community that the show serves, or that area that it takes in. It involves a lot of people, not just the people running the show or competing in the show, but the community that it involves and gets involved with everything that the show does.
Tim, have you got any idea of when the next round of shows will be able to start at all? Is there any idea about that?
Oh, look, that's a $1 million question, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're all hoping that 2021 brings a bit of a new lease of life. Shows throughout New South Wales are already trying to adapt to what may be a viable option to run some sort of show in 2021. I know there's a few shows that have... Finley, for example, ran a virtual show there last month, so using the internet and all those IT bits and pieces to run a show online. I know Armidale's planning a hybrid show. Shows are trying to put something together so that they can run. And if we have a COVID-safe plan, maybe what we did in one day might have to be spread out over 2 days or something like that. But, yeah, look, everyone's keen to get the show up and running again, as we are to get business up and running again. There's no doubt that show really does help local businesses.
Because the ag show's a really good opportunity for primary producers to be able to get together to share ideas, aren't they? And, I mean, look, virtual versions aren't bad, but, you know, it's nice to be able to get together to see each other and face-to-face.
I don't think you can beat face-to-face. Virtual, I've been having Zoom meetings probably like many other people, and it works, but it's a bit different. And you're right, the agricultural shows, I mean, they started as a meeting place to compare ideas or compete against each other for excellence in agriculture. That is still very much the case today. Our competitions are based around education, and very hard to do that over the internet.
Well, we do look forward to seeing them when they start up again. So the good news here is that there is reimbursement available for those shows that were shut down because of COVID-19. Tim, where do people go to find out more information if that's what they need to do?
They can go to the Community Grants Hub on the government. Otherwise, if they go to the Ag Shows New South Wales website for the ASC or ring our office, we'll have plenty of information available for them to find out what they need to know.
So, Tim, can you tell us a little bit about what the no-show scarecrow is?
Through the month of October, we're asking all show societies to make a scarecrow, exhibit it in a prominent place within the town to get the local community aware that the show society is still there. The show is going to happen again to help promote that event. I think communities love to have an event to look forward to. So we want them to know that the 2021 show is on, and even for the shows that did run, it's to show a bit of solidarity, I suppose, to those shows that didn't, that they will be up and running in 2021, bigger and better than ever, we hope.
So it might be scaring crows away, but it will be attracting visitors potentially to the local show.
Yeah, we don't want to scare the visitors away. We want to attract them. There's no doubt about that.
Fantastic stuff, Tim Capp. Thank you very much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Andrew.